Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. The legendary Roy Orbison passed away in 1988, leaving behind a timeless legacy and a collection of beloved songs called by Elvis the greatest singer in the world. Since then, our only access to his distinctive voice and chart-topping music has been through his archive of iconic recordings until now. Coming this fall, it's In Dreams, Roy Orbison in Concert, the Hologram Tour. An extraordinary event, you'll see Roy take the stage via hologram, accompanied by a full live orchestra. Groundbreaking through live production, recreating live performances of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame icon through cutting-edge laser imaging, performing newly recorded, never-before-heard, digitally remastered arrangements of his classics, launching in the beginning of October, dates all across the country following record-breaking sales across Europe. Joining us on This Week in America is Roy's son, Alex Orbison, a third-generation musician, writer, director, film producer, president and co-founder of Roy's Boys LLC, managing Roy's legacy with his brothers Roy Jr. and Wesley, also running the family business, Still Working Music, a publishing company, founded in 1990 by his mom and Roy's wife Barbara Orbison. In Dreams, Roy Orbison in Concert, the Hologram Tour, and Alex Orbison with us on This Week in America. Hi, Alex. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Rick. Thank you so much for having me, and you made me sound too good. You know, I just do a bunch of Roy Orbison stuff, and I do a little other stuff on the side, but thank you very much for having me.
It is our pleasure. This is so fascinating, and you said that for our family, this really was an amazingly emotional experience to see this for the first time. Talk about that experience. You have your expectations going in, and all of a sudden, it's a reality. You see it. What was that like for you and family members?
You know, we just wanted it to be good, and not just good, but we wanted it to be Roy Orbison good, which at the end of the day is what you need. When you do anything involving my dad and his work and the way he did things was so high quality. And so all along the way, we trying to get the hologram to look correctly and to feel right, and then afterwards to make sure that the vocals that we pulled for this concert of my dad's were perfect. And so I actually had a lot of, it was just a lot of pressure and a little bit of anxiety, you know, before I saw the first full production show. I just wondered, are the lights going to go with the hologram, and the voice is going to be perfect, and the band's going to play right. And so I was so relieved. I was just so relieved when it all came together.
Yeah, you said
it. So happy.
Well, you said proud in one interview, proud of what your dad was, is, and always will be. And you said also because I didn't screw it up. Talk about that pressure, because there is so much writing on this. You have been meticulous in preserving your father's legacy. And this is a major step. This is all new technology. What was that like when you took a deep breath and thought, okay, we did it?
So the moment for me was the first song when you're seeing the hologram concert is your brain is you're trying to figure out what you're looking at, and you're looking at the orchestra a little bit, and you're looking at the backup singers and the conductor, and you're kind of looking around a little bit. And for me, in order to enjoy a show fully, it's done more with the heart and my stomach, you know, like your gut reaction to how things are. And so clapping felt really, really good. And there was this, you know, I waited one split second for myself to clap because I just wanted to hear if other people were going to clap and that whole thing. And there was this big roar of applause, and it ended up feeling so good that the second song I was totally clued in. And as my dad's singing through the song, crying, you know, and he's working his way up to that big ending, and I started to see other people get emotional. And for me, the reaction of the crowd really made me emotional because for people that never saw my dad play, this is, this is as close as it will get. And it's happening in real time. And just the volume of hearing my dad's voice bounce around in the theater was so beautiful that I ended up getting weepy, and there was a lot of relief too that it was all going smoothly and people loved it. And then to confirm all my suspicions, because it did seem like people were really enjoying themselves, you know, people applauded so loud, and then a guy down in the front yelled, "We love you, Roy," and like, you know, people, it's just happening in real time. And to see, it was such a testament to the skill of my dad's songwriting, and to make a song that was, you know, written in 1961 or 1962, yes, that in 2018, not only are people still enjoying to, but it still moves them to tears. And of course, that silky, wonderful, powerful voice of his, and, you know, just everything as it worked, I really relaxed and then just ended up enjoying the show.
Amazing, able to recapture that special connection, that bond that Roy Orbison always had with the audience. Now, information on the tour, it's a very simple website, orbisonincontert.com. You, of course, can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly there. When you're thinking about this, the technology is there. So you technologically, it's okay, you can do this. But now this is a concert. Mm-hmm. This is Roy Orbison performing. You have to put on a show. Talk about the challenges of actually taking this technology and putting it into a theatrical element where you have a show.
You know, there's so much technical mumbo jumbo on the back of this that it really, even, you know, along with Bass Hologram, our tech guy at Orbison, whose name's Luke, who I work with intensively, we went through everything just to make sure that the backside of the computer experience and the way that this thing goes through the soundboard is all, you know, there's so many places that could go wrong that kind of will, it'll fry your brain, frankly. But in essence, there's a light show that happens completely on its own. And then there's the hologram representation of my dad that happens all on its own, and then there's my dad's voice that happens all on its own, and then there's the band that all happens by way of the conductor, and the orchestra kind of does its own thing while the band is playing along with it. So all these things just have to be perfect moving along the whole time. And it is quite amazing to just see it go and be able to enjoy it without thinking about everything that's happening all at once. And the hologram experience on its own is so mysterious and wonderful. And putting it together was a long journey of just all these. I was told once that when you're on a plane and it flies across country, they don't just put in autopilot and it goes from point A to point B. All along the flight, when you're flying along, it makes these little corrections and all, you know, for yes, that whole period is, you know, and so that's the best way to sum up the hologram experience is when we started a couple years ago, and when we did it and we were working on it at first, it wasn't quite there, and we had to move along in faith that we were going to end up with what we wanted and kind of stay with it. And it was a long process, and especially being the family and wanting everything to be perfect. You know, it's tough to stick with it, but at the end of the day, it's been very, very worth it.
And the result is In Dreams, Roy Orbison in Concert, the Hologram Tour, with us on the program, Alex Orbison, Roy's son. The information available at orbisonincontert.com. And I guess the validation, when you're at a concert and you have, when it's over, two people are arguing, and the guy is saying, "I just got ripped off. That was actually somebody on stage singing. I wanted to see a hologram, and I saw a person up on stage." It was so real life what this guy actually wanted his money back. He thought there was a person up there.
It's so true. And so, and it started with a disagreement between a man and his wife at the very first show. And everyone was kind of wondering what they were going to see. And then, they were going down the stairs, leaving the venue. And then another person interjected. And then it became like a whole group, discussion, argument. And the guy wanted his money refunded. You know, we were getting these great, reviews of the first couple shows, and I wasn't actually able to make the first couple shows. And even myself, I wondered, all right, I've been a touring musician. I don't know if people are just so happy to see my dad again. And then I started getting reviews from bandmates of mine that were in the UK and lifelong entertainment people. And then I actually stopped to text my brothers after the second or third song, and I said the reason why we're getting such good reviews with this show is because this show is simply fantastic. And you know, of course, I had it's so emotional to see other people having emotions, and got to remember I passed away when I was, you know, my dad passed away when I was 13, and so it's different as a child watching people get weepy and cry during a Roy Orbison show. And by far the most memorable instance was at Disneyland in California, where you could literally see the little there's like a gondola that goes from point A to point B, and behind it was a ride where you'd see people go up and put their hands in the air and go, wee, and go down. And then if you turned your head back around, my dad was on stage singing, crying, and there's actually a large portion of the people in the audience were crying. And my buddy had never been to one of my dad's shows, and he had poked me and was pointing at the people crying. And so to see that as an adult, and when it's your dad as a hologram, and you see people having these end time real experiences and holding each other's hand and one person comforting. And I mean, and literally, so I went and I was with my brother's mother-in-law, and she had traveled to see the show, and I was a total stranger next to me, and we were all holding hands after the third song, you know, and everyone was crying. So it really was, yeah, it really is just quite the sight to behold, and just makes for such a powerful experience.
Really successful in Europe, doing sold-out business in many of the venues over there. In fact, venues, I got a minute or so left in the program. When you're looking down the venues that you'll be taking the tour, it's sort of like a recreating a real Roy Orbison tour, isn't it? Because you've got some intimate venues there that I understand your dad really wanted. This is sort of a real replication of what a tour would look like for your dad.
This is exactly it. Yeah, my dad always said, you know, you don't want the places so small that people are, you know, reaching up and touching you, but you also don't want them so big that you can't connect with the people in the back, because for him as an artist, he drew off the crowd, and so he wanted to keep that happy medium where you could still see people in the back or whatever. And and so, yeah, this is some of the places actually that he had literally played, and so in some ways he's going back to places where he was favored, and then other places it's the same sizes and the same type venues. And the main thing is these are venues that are classy and sound really good, and it's the kind of place that you'd go see my dad. And I have to say, to wrap it up, you know, that even if there was no hologram, if everyone got together and they played Crying with my dad with the vocal that we have, and there was a band playing, it would be very moving. And to have the hologram really, really brings it all home, you know. And I always say you can almost see his voice bouncing off the halls, you know, and the walls, and flying around in these theaters. So it is amazing that we have a hologram that'll be along with that big band and the whole show.
Well, it's a special experience. In Dreams, Roy Orbison in Concert, the hologram tour making its way across the country this fall. Information at orbisonincontinent.com. Our guest has been Alex Orbison, son of Roy. Alex, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Yeah, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. And information available once again at orbisonincontinent.com. You're listening to This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.